Minus number 5. Holy cow, we're 5 strong. This is Jack, and thank you for tuning in. Got a lot of exciting new music to play for you that I've picked up over the past couple weeks. And I'm going to kick it off with a 7-inch, unfortunately, that is sold out from a band in Brooklyn called Wall. And this is the final track on it. It is called Milk.
We'll be right back.
That was Travelogue from Overlake from their double A-side 7-inch they put out last fall. You can get it at Killing Horse Records. Before that was Addy Prey and Watch TV from Screen Time. If she sounds familiar, it's because that is Carmen Perry from the band Sports, whom I've been playing on the show a lot. And started the whole show off with Wall, who are from New York, and the song was called Milk. It is from their self-titled 7-inch, which sadly is sold out now, but you can get the digital EP courtesy of Wharf Cat Records. They have a Bandcamp. You should look them up. Don't find as much stuff on SoundCloud as I do on Bandcamp, but a pal of mine in town, Jerrica Burgett, has a lot of stuff up on SoundCloud, and it's all really great, and you should go find her. Her last name is spelled B-U-R-G-E-T-T-E. It's a hard G, Burgett. And this is one fine example of her work. This is the song, I Won't Be Quiet.
Skin from my fingers.
Cocker Spaniels and... Wait for it.
That was super weird, but good.
Super weird, but good. That's not the name of the song. The song is actually called Nobody Knows Why You're Famous. Once again, that was the Cocker Spaniels. Before that, we had one of my 10 favorite songs of all time, When You're Sad by A.R. Kane. And thank you to Rudy from A.R. Kane for giving me permission to play it for you. Before that, we had So Smart from another band that's in the what you might call shoegaze format, genre, whatever. Indoor Voices. That's track two on a self-titled EP that you can find at Bandcamp. And before that, we had Jerrica Burgett with I Won't Be Quiet. Again, find her on SoundCloud. And next, I get the pleasure of playing for you a new song by sort of a... To my... You know, I would say it's sort of a legend around town. It's a group that, as far as I know, did not have a lot of recorded output. But they've just recorded some new music at Hilo Studios, which is one of the places to go if you're going to track a record in town. This is Tape Deck, and the song I'm going to play for you is from an upcoming release, and it is called Spy Song. tweet from Sleaford Mods. Find them on Bandcamp. And thank you to Martin for pointing them out to me and tipping me off to them. Nice change of pace on the show. I'm really of the opinion that radio was a lot better when it was kind of all over the place. And so that's sort of the philosophy I've taken with my radio show, podcast, whatever you want to call it. And so that is how we are going to continue to move forward. And if you don't like it, don't listen. Before that, we had... that sounded really defensive, and I'm sorry. That's not kind of how I was just sort of trying to be defiant and punkish. And that was, you know, whatever. But anyway, before that, we had Honky Tonk Man by Cokeweed, one of my favorite recent musical finds. And that is from their album, Mary Weaver. Pick it up. Find it. Find them. And then we started the set off with Tape Deck and Spy Song. I don't have any details on when or how that's going to come out, but as soon as I know, I will let you know. And thanks to Jason for hooking me up on that one. And we're going to continue the show with something been a little heavy on the shoegaze lately, and this is no exception. Actually, played these guys on the last show. I played the song Lily, but this is the first song from their latest record, which is called Moving Away. The band is called Gleamer, and this is kind of a sweet little gem. It's called Gauze.
Smiles just like the ocean. Loving me. I got the nothing but I got a pride lid to where your tripwire's hit. I gotta fight this fight every night until the day I think that I might land on you. That maybe, baby, I shouldn't ought to have to con you into loving me. Down from above, I'm a second story man. I gotta cut the glass, lover. Hold your safe crack in hand by the light of the moon. With my boys at the ready, you can lay the trap lengthwise. You can sharpen my machete. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And God. You need. I gotta cock you into loving me, baby. Give you smoke and mirrors, gonna make it clear. I can bait and switch like a son of a bitch. Walk the fast talk line, I'm gonna make you mine. I gotta fight this fight every night until the day I think that I might lay it on you. That maybe, baby, I should not to have to con you into loving me, into loving me, into loving me.
Black Max, and Con You Into Loving Me, and I would love for them to reconvene and put out a new record. Just very unique regionally and definitely in the Memphis scene, and we could use some more stuff like that, I think. Before that, we had a sort of a lo-fi sort of thing that was Catherine Brawley and Abolition. It was something that she had put up years ago on Bandcamp. No, way before Bandcamp. Had to have been MySpace. And her demos were all downloadable, and I believe she made a record, and I don't know what happened with it. One of my favorite female voices in Memphis, definitely. It's a pleasure to still have that and to play it for you. I have a lot of other stuff that I really should dig out and play from her. We started off with Gleamer and Gauze from Moving Away. I guess we're winding down. It's kind of coming down to that, isn't it? One thing for sure I did not mention during the show today, the next show is definitely going to be heavy on Shriekback. I know I've been talking it up for a couple shows now, and we finally got everything almost right where we need it, and waiting on a couple more answers back, and then going to put it together. The next show, it may be sort of an all-Shriekback hootenanny or whatever. I have not decided yet, or maybe I'll intersperse it over a couple shows, but it's going to be really cool. I've gotten Barry Andrews' responses back, and they're fantastic, and I'm really excited to not only play it for you, but also to trumpet a band like Shriekback, who sort of have always done what they were what they wanted to do, and how can you not respect that? So next show, Shriekback heavy, if not all Shriekback. I guess we'll just wait and see. So I guess this is it for Be Here Tonight is number 5. Thank you for listening. I'm Jack. If you have something you want to hear, talk to me on the Facebook page or email me. It's jack@jackalbersonmusic.com. I would love to hear from you. And show comes out every couple weeks. It's about an hour long. You can find previous episodes at beheretonightis.podomatic.com, and there are a couple up on SoundCloud, but to be honest with you, they're eating up most of my available space on there, so I may take one of them if not both down. So that's the business part of the show. Saved it for last and saved a great song for last. This is Mike Dees from his record Unearthed, and probably my favorite track on that one. It's called Maybe I. Maybe I. See you next time.
Maybe what you said was true. Maybe you just